HFX Wanderers left back Zala Langue is more than just a fast player. He's also a very, very effective one and a player who will be competing in the Canadian Championship on Wednesday night. Zella, thank you for joining us. So you and your teammates are in Canadian Championship action on Wednesday, but before we get into that, let's talk about your home opener at Wanderers Grounds. You guys defeated Forge in that incredible raucous environment, something like 6,200 fans. How special was it to be involved in a stadium like that, and how important was that win for you guys?
It was definitely exciting for the team. I think it was exciting for the team, exciting for the city. It's an important moment for us and for the city. Like, people weren't expecting us to come out so strong. People weren't expecting the turnout of the fans of the city to be so strong. And I think that it was a shocker for everybody, and it was a great moment for the city, for the fans, for our team, really.
So you guys have had a chance now to have some regular season matches in the Canadian Premier League, but you're switching tracks to Canadian Championship action on Wednesday. You and your teammates will be taking on Vaughan Azzurri, the League One Ontario champions. And I imagine it's got to feel special to be taking part in this coast-to-coast, Canadian championship. I know it's being billed as the Battle of the North. How special is it going to be when you take to the field on Wednesday night and battle for the Voyageurs Cup?
Definitely very excited to be a part of the Canadian championship. I've never played in it, so it's definitely something that we're all looking forward to. We're all looking forward to trying to get as far as we can in the tournament. Looking forward to playing big teams like the NFCs and seeing how we can compete against a top side like that.
When you look at the Canadian Championship, I mean, there's not a huge amount of history behind it. It was founded in 2008, but I guess you're really one of the first generation of Canadian soccer players to have this tournament growing up. How surreal is it? How special is it to be involved in this tournament that not only pits you against other teams from your own league, but from teams across multiple leagues, MLS and PLSQ, and really all across the country?
I definitely think it's important. I definitely think it's the growth of the sport will come through this tournament, because I think everyone wants to see how big the CPL can be, how strong the players and the teams will be. So I think this will be a way to gauge how good the CPL teams are compared to an MLS team or compared to a USL team. It'll be good to see the difference in level of play.
So I know this year's tournament is an expanded one. There's 13 teams competing across four or five different leagues. And for HFX Wanderers, this is really an opportunity to vie for something special. But do you have a particular team that you'd like to see yourself, tested against? Is there any opponent that you'd like to face?
I'm looking forward to taking on one of the MLS sides, Vancouver Whitecaps, Montreal Impact, or a TFC. Just a gauge to see how good a CPL team is compared to an MLS team, and to see the level of players. I think that the youth talent we have in the CPL would be able to take on a big side, big team, or a big side, a big player who's in MLS or who's in USL, I should say. So I definitely think it would be good for the league to play against MLS.
And ultimately, the winner of this tournament, has the Voyageurs Cup in their hands. It's a very, very special trophy for fans of soccer in Canada. But on top of that, it's a berth in the CONCACAF Champions League. Now, I know for the seven CPL teams, this is the inaugural CPL season. A lot of things are new. But is it too early to start dreaming about, a spot in the CONCACAF Champions League, maybe even winning the Champions League?
I definitely don't think it's too early. I definitely think that we have to set the bar high for ourselves. And I definitely think that we should go into the tournament thinking that we're able to win, thinking that we're able to compete, and thinking that we're able to get that spot. I really don't think it's too early. It's never too early, because you never know what could happen. So if every team goes into it with their strongest guys, goes into it with the right mentality, I think anyone can come out with a good result.
Zella Langue, thank you very, very much for joining us on CCL. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck on Wednesday.
No problem, man. Take care. Bye-bye.